Hey, I recorded a sleep audio last night, and I fell asleep during it, so I guess it was pretty effective, but, anyway, so I had this, like, 7-hour-long recording, and then I was trying to edit it on my phone to trim out the, silence, I guess, and I guess I accidentally cut out the part where I was talking at the beginning, so it's literally just me breathing for, like, 2 hours, because I didn't think I had the storage on my phone to have a 7-hour-long recording, you know? Anyway. So, I am going to take a nap right now, and I just thought that I'd do, like, a little recording for a sleep audio, because I messed the last one up. So, here you go. Let's see what I want to talk about. I have an online class in a little bit, so I'm taking a nap before that. And then I'm gonna get up and take a shower and get dressed. Maybe put a little bit of makeup on. Yeah, because people see me on Zoom, so I like to, you know, at least look presentable. I have this really good coffee that I just bought the other day at the grocery store. They had, like, a whole section that was local roasters, and they had the kind that I usually get, like, that same brand, and I know they're local and they're really good, but then there was another bag that was, like, 12 ounces instead of 10 ounces for the same price. And it was also a local brand, and I was like, oh, you know what, I'll try this instead. So I got that, and it is really good. Yeah, I think the description said it was, like, had notes of chocolate, and it was smooth and balanced, so I don't really know what those words mean because I am not, like, a coffee connoisseur. I just drink it, you know. I'm a casual coffee person. I'm not, like, a coffee snob. I usually make my coffee, well, I use a Keurig because I got one for college. Because living in the dorms, they didn't let you bring, like, the traditional coffee maker, you know. Because with the, like, hot plate on the bottom, it's a fire hazard, I guess. So I got a Keurig a few years ago. And so I still use it now. And I have those, like, little reusable mesh cups. So I don't buy the actual Keurig cups. I just buy, like, a regular bag of coffee. And then, and since it's, like, fresh, they're usually sometimes I buy it at this local place, and they will grind it for you. And then this time I used the little grinding machine in the grocery store to grind it, because I don't have a coffee grinder at home. Anyway, so I put that in the Keurig and brew it, and then I add some sugar, and I usually use almond milk, but I also really like soy milk. I want to try oat milk. I'm interested, because I've heard a lot of good stuff about it. But it's also a little bit more expensive, so I'm like, eh, you know. So yeah, almond, but then I've also gotten really into soy recently. They both have kind of different tastes. Almond is a little bit more creamy. Like it's a little bit heavier, I guess. It's more smooth, I think. I mean soy is smooth too, but like it's more creamy. And soy has a little bit of a different taste to it. It has more taste to me personally than almond milk. Like it's a little bit more tangy isn't the right word. I like it. It's like a little bit thinner texture, I think, and it really complements the coffee to me a little bit more than almond milk, actually. Much like if you're allergic to soy or something, or just don't want to drink soy, like, almond milk is really good too. But I think I like soy a little bit better, actually. I was reading some poetry by, Sydney, Sir Philip Sydney, I think. Yeah. For my class. And like the lady in the sonnets that he wrote, he calls Stella, and people assume that it's, you know, his lover who got married to someone else, because like the aristocracy at that time, you know, you couldn't marry just who you loved. So it's a very complex, like, epic poem divided into individual sonnets about her, which is cool, you know. He talks about, like, how beautiful she is, and, you know, she, like, has beautiful alabaster skin and uses all these fancy words to describe her, and like, there's a whole sonnet about her eyes and how pretty they are, and they're dark and shimmering or whatever, you know. So that's cool. I want to be described like that. Like, have someone write a whole sonnet about me. Wow. I mean, I write poetry, and like, yeah, I definitely write poetry about people that I love or did love at one point. So yeah, it would be really cool to have, like, another creative person write a poem about me. Most of the people that I'm drawn to, like, romantically, tend to be kind of more, like, science, math people, kind of, like, more logical, where I'm more creative, you know? So, I don't know, would two poets dating be too, like, volatile and emotional? Maybe. It's kind of like I need someone to balance me out, you know? And I think a lot of relationships are that way. But it would be cool to date, like, a fellow writer. Yeah. Have someone to just give me ideas, but then also kind of like be my muse and inspire me. Not me using the word muse like I'm Oscar Wilde here. I love Oscar Wilde. What a guy. Okay, I talk about like literary figures as if they're still, you know, around and not dead. but Oscar Wilde was cool. Edgar Allan Poe was cool, too. Yeah, you need to understand these two figures, basically shaped my personality when I was a teenager. So, if you know that about me, everything else makes a whole lot of sense. Like, oh, she read Oscar Wilde and Poe as a teenager? Okay. Like, her personality completely makes sense now. Let's see. What other random stuff do I think has shaped my personality? My music taste, definitely. So I've seen some stuff like on, there's some kind of TikTok trends that was like 2014, which was an interesting year. So I was 14 in 2014, and I had a really good music taste, honestly. Not to brag, but like, I did. So some albums that came out around that time that I really liked were the Arctic Monkeys' AM. Still just an amazing album. It's a bop. Like, every single song is good. Let's see. Lana Del Rey was really big in 2014. Like, she had kind of just started to become popular, because I think her first album was released in 2012. And then, like, the, what's it called? Like, the special edition, or like the, no, because it was Born to Die, and then Born to Die, the Paradise Edition, and it added, like, 6 songs or something onto it. So that was released, I think, in 2013, which is, I think, the same year that Arctic Monkeys album was released. The 1975, oh my god, yeah, the 1975, released their debut album in 2013, and that was also just amazing for me. I listened to 21 Pilots, which I really don't listen to them that much now, but their, Blurry Face album was a really big thing for me. Let's see what else. I listened to Melanie Martinez a little bit, because I think she released her first album around that same time. Who else? Ooh, this is a little bit later on, but Bring Me the Horizon released their, what was it? Not Some Paternal. Not, is the album called Throne? There's a song that's called Throne. Okay, but the album that they released in 2015 is amazing. It's a masterpiece. Honestly, one of my favorite albums ever. Oh, and also Fleetwood Mac's Rumours album in 1977. Yeah, that's also one of my favorite albums ever. So, I have a lot of range with my music taste. Let's see what else. I listen to a lot of, like, you know, kind of that general Tumblr indie music back then. I listened to some kind of, like, emo pop punk. I'm still a really big fan of All Time Low. Oh, that's right, there. Future Hearts album came out in like 2015, and I really loved it. It's a little more poppy, but I really liked it. And I still listen to them. I mostly listen to their older stuff now. Yeah. My Chemical Romance. I was a big MCR fan. Yeah. And then they, I guess, like, broke up in 2015. Panic at the Disco. I liked them. And let's see who else. I mean, there are a lot of different bands and musicians and whoever that I listened to, but that I wasn't necessarily, like, you know, a huge fan, or, like, I didn't listen to the whole album a lot of times. You know, I listened to certain songs from them. So those are the albums that I can think of for now. Yeah. I'm getting really sleepy. I hope you are too. It's nice to be sleepy. You can just relax and drift off, which is really, really nice. Yeah. I'm just trying to snuggle a little bit more under my blankets. It's a little bit chilly in here. I hope you sleep well. Have a good night, or afternoon, or whatever time you're sleeping. That's okay. You can take a nap. You don't have to sleep at night. Well, I mean, you should sleep at night too. But, you can listen to this before you take a nap and just drift off to sleep and be all nice and calm. So I hope you rest well. And I love you. I know some people may not hear that a lot. So I just want to say I love you. I care about you. I appreciate you. You are so, so loved by people in your life too. You matter. You matter to me. You matter to the world. I just wanted to remind you of that.